welcome to a new era of the Pizza Cast, a new era of Final Fantasy VIII audio only let's playing. I've moved, not into a different home, but the podcast has moved into a different home. I'm not sitting in the living room anymore. I'm sitting in a much, much smaller room, which is my room. It's a little room filled with electronics, old video games and stuff like that. And now it also houses a PlayStation 1 video game system, which is running on a little CRT right in front of me. I'm in a much more comfortable position than I would usually be. I'm not like suspended in midair on two pillows. I'm just like draped over a nice big armchair, which feels really good, but what doesn't feel all too good is what Laguna, Ward, and Kiraz are up to right now. So we are in this greenish, tealish, yellowish, bluish cave system, right? Oddly enough, this is exactly where I start playing. When I just played the video game on my own. And then it was also where this podcast got stuck for so long. And I'm starting to figure out why that is. So while I'm walking through this cave system and having random encounters, what the hell? Laguna was just turned upside down and then, like, levitated off the ground, turned around 180 degrees on his whatever axis, so his head was facing the ground, and then he was just smashed into the ground, but it did like almost no damage, like 40 damage. So while I'm having some random encounters, while we are traversing this terrible cave system, let me tell you about what... I'm fighting two Jespers, and one of the two just killed the other one for some reason. That's odd. But otherwise, no problems. Kiraz hit it, it fell asleep. Laguna hit it, it got damaged, and then Ward killed it off. That's how all of these random encounters are gonna go. Oh, cool. Chris has learned... No, we got a black hole, and we got an item called Black Hole, and it can make Quistis learn some kind of ultimate ability. Her being a blue mage and learning her ultimate abilities from different enemies. So, what the hell? We saw a boulder, and we walked up to it. Okay, this is all pretty good. There was a boulder just kind of stuck in the wall, and we walked up to it with Laguna, and Laguna just went question mark, and then he touched the boulder, and it rolled off. Somebody in the distance screamed, like a Jestar soldier, one of these weird soldier people that are inhibiting this place. Inhabiting this place. And then both Kiraz and Ward said something. Well, that's what you get if you have to touch everything like a little child. And then the other guy was like, just stop fidgeting around all the time. And now Laguna's saying, give me a break. It's not like, it's not so bad. It's not whatever, something like that. And now he's saying, be thankful. At least we got rid of an enemy. I hit two birds with one stone, which, by the way, in German, the same proverb means I swatted two flies with one swatter. And then he says, God, I'm a genius. What a saying. Which two flies? Like he was saying, don't ask. But that was actually, that was a proverb that actually he just said correctly. Well, below the boulder was a Vita draw point we drew from it, and that's about everything that we can do here with this boulder. Okay, we have a lot of traversing these caves in front of us, and random encounters and all that kind of fun stuff. And while we do that, let me get into why I think these caves are a very natural stopping point for maybe not even just me, So up until here, basically the game is very straightforward. Like, there's not a lot of branching paths. There's not a lot of big exploration you can do. It's all like, go here, do this, now go here, do that. Now there's something happening which makes you have to go here and do this, etc. Even in the first dream scene of Laguna and stuff, you're in these, in this tropical kind of forest, and it's very apparent, like, there's only one way you can go, and you will go this way. But now here, being in these blue caves, it's the first time where you're actually just in, like, a more or less big dungeon with a lot of paths, and also a lot of branching paths, like forks in the road, and crossroads, and stuff like that. Oh, we can draw a question mark spell from this Invictus. Anti-Z, whatever the fuck. Okay, so that is the first thing. It's the first time you're in like a biggish dungeon with a lot of ways you can go. Then you don't have any kind of objective. There's no end of this dungeon you're trying to get to, which is driving you. And then this dungeon is littered, on top of like just being a big sprawling dungeon, where every new screen you arrive at, you're like, oh man, I really wish this wouldn't just be a new screen, but like the end of the dungeon already. And also there's another branching path here, now there's even more I have to check out if I don't want to miss anything. And on top of that, there's all these boulders, there's these keys you find and lose, there was one more thing. Yeah, there's these trapdoors, which we are actually headed towards right now, and we'll get into why we're doing this shortly. So there's all these things that you can interact with on top of this big dungeon that you're also not used to. And then you, after encountering all that and being like, some things you're interacting with, other things you're like a fork in the road, you're like, okay, I have to go back and check this out. Then eventually you come up to the safe point, and you're like, okay, holy shit, I was not prepared for this. There's way too much I need to do right now. I'm gonna save now. And then you're never coming back because you didn't actually have any kind of driving story thing at the moment. And you're faced with all of these things you gotta take care of and figure out and take a look at, so you're never coming back. And then I did come back already. I did try and start recording this episode, and what happened was that I got really confused as to what all of the shit would do that I'm faced with. So I actually just went to look it up. But I didn't just look it up at one source in the internet. I had to cross fucking reference my sources, because not all of the guides would tell me why I would need to do something. Other guides would not tell me everything I need to do or how I would need to do it. But eventually I could figure out exactly what I need to do, how it is done, and what it will do in the end for me. Which involves two boulders. The boulder I just pushed wasn't even mentioned in any of the guides, so I don't know. Is that also an important thing? The two boulders... Okay, there's two boulders. Ah, fuck. Okay, here's the thing. I did try and record this, and I did save afterwards, but I didn't do a whole lot. I just did a couple of the steps that I need to do for all of this to be the way it should be. And I didn't want to do all that shit again, even though I didn't have... even though I lost the recording I made for that. It was just like 20 minutes of me doing boring stuff in these caves. So be glad that I lost that recording, because I will now just summarize it for you. The things you need to do. There's two boulders, a big one and a small one, and there's a detonator hooked up to both of them. You need to detonate one of these two boulders and then the other one, and definitely in that order, not the other way around. Because if you do it the other way around, one of the boulders will not trigger and you will not have solved the puzzle correctly. This will do nothing, except the boulders will roll somewhere and they will get stuck in some kind of entrance, but for the immediate present, this will not mean anything. Oh, cool. Kiro's got a limit called Blood Hurt, if I just translate that. That's a pretty cool German word called Blutschmerz, which is not a word that actually exists. Oh, he's going wild on that Invictus, and the Invictus just kind of went limp and died. Okay, so the boulders. I did that already, and I just saved, and we're not going to talk about that again. Just know that I detonated some boulders, and they rolled somewhere, and nothing of importance came of that. Then there were these two old keys. Oh, I'm actually just now in the room with the detonator, and there's no boulder here anymore. I cannot do anything with the detonator. The boulder rolled away. No boulders anymore. There's the two old keys that I lost again, right? I picked them up and I lost them again. That's important. There's nothing I gained from that right now, and there's no obvious... There's nothing telling us that that actually did anything, right? Because we picked up a key, we lost the key, that's it. As far as we are concerned, nothing happened. There's no change for us. But this is one of the, like, fucking five important things we have to do here. That's also been done, okay? Next, there's the trapdoors. There's a room with three trapdoors. If you walk over the middle one often enough, Laguna will say something like, oh, I think I just figured out how these trapdoors work. I bet I can manipulate these to make some enemies fall into them. And then you can do that. So, okay, here we are. I just arrived in the trapdoor room. And the middle one is already out. Like, it's open. It stays open after Laguna does his thing. Now, there's two more trapdoors. You can hear that sound. We are walking over one of the other trapdoors. So far, nothing has happened. That's just a sound when we walk over the trapdoor. Nothing else, right? And the other trapdoor is just open now after we fiddled with it, and some enemy fell through it, and as far as we are concerned, this is what we gained from that. The one enemy falling through it. Oh shit, actually, fuck me. I need to restart everything. Holy shit. These fucking blue caves, I swear. Yeah, we have to actually load the old save where I didn't do any of that yet. And we have to do it. We have to do it all now. Okay, loading the old save. This is the save that I made at the end of last episode. So you didn't miss anything. You're gonna experience all of it now, because this is the way we need to do it. If you remember last episode, I did pick up the two old keys and lose them again, so this part is done. Next, we're gonna have to go to the trapdoors. And I'm gonna have to find a way to approach them from both sides. By the way, the save point where I'm starting at is at a fork in the road. You can go north, east, or west. We're going north right now because I'm trying to figure out how we get... Oh, okay, this is not where we want to be. This is probably the end of it all, because we're outside of the cave at a cliff looking at like a whole bunch of water down there and like a sky that is somewhat bright. But we're leaving this wonderful scenery to dick around in the cave for like 20 minutes. Or actually, considering random encounters, probably like half an hour. I'm gonna bust out the JoJo. Okay, I got the JoJo manga. I will only start reading that once we face an enemy that has a spell that I really want. So keep your fingers crossed that I don't. If you don't want to hear whatever's happening in the world of JoJo. There's the boulder again. I'm gonna push it. Laguna's saying question mark. He's saying war. After he touched it, the boulder's rolling away. Some Ethtar soldier in the distance goes exclamation mark, question mark. And Laguna's saying that was close. Water saying, yeah, that's what you get if you touch everything like a little kid. Kyrus is saying, you should stop fidgeting around like that. Laguna's saying, it's not so bad. Be thankful. At least I got rid of an enemy. I hit two birds with one stone. God, I'm a genius. What a saying. What? Two flies? Or two birds, actually, in this case? And Kyrus is saying, don't ask me. That's that whole exchange that I already explained to you and had felt the need to do again. Because you're in it with... you're in this with me now. We are facing a Jasper and two S-Thar soldiers. We can draw some protests from the Jasper, also some shell. Probably gonna kill the soldiers and then draw whatever I need from that Jasper. Oh yeah, looks like Ward can draw. Looks like Ward can draw. Wait, Ward means draw backwards, are you kidding me? And Laguna means Energal backwards. Well, that's not a word though. That sound is weirdly loud. That's when they do the upside down suplex. Isn't the suplex always upside down? Anyway, drawing some more protests from this guy and some shell and whatever. So, we are at the start of a new chapter. It's JoJo time. It's JoJo time. Meanwhile, I cannot forget to draw. Wait, how are we gonna... How did I ever do this? There's no way to defend, is there? Huh? The enemy just healed us. What's happening? All right, we can skip to other party members. That's what I was forgetting. Okay. So, we see a beautiful... we see a beautiful wide shot of like an... some kind of city at night. Maybe it's London, maybe it's not. And as there's big explodey tax boxes overlaid onto the sky, reading: the savagery of his methods unparalleled. And then there's some sound words going vroom. That's what they read. And there's another bigger text box saying, the truth behind his motive, his identity, unknown over a century later, he cast the entirety of London into an abyss of fear, the ultimate serial killer. Then we see a little picture of like a newspaper, kind of, you know, just flying about the ground. And then another bigger picture of basically the same, flying closer towards the camera. And then we see a close-up of the newspaper saying, Jack the Ripper strikes again. And then a text box right beside that saying, Jack the Ripper. I'm gonna kill this Jasper, and then I'm gonna redistribute my magic so that next time I'm meeting him, everybody can just draw all the spells instead of just one person, so that this will not take for fucking ever. Okay, Jasper's dead. Next picture is a next panel is a picture of the Big Ben going dong, and then just a picture of like an alley saying Whitechapel District. Found a black hole again. I think this is the first time we ever found a black hole, because that other time didn't happen, right? Okay, distributing spells. It was shell and protests. Okay, cool. Continuing down the blue hallway. We're back on this giant yellowish bridge, and we're fighting one Jestar soldier. We're gonna kill the one Jestar soldier. In the meantime, nothing happened. We are continuing to walk on the yellow bridge. Okay, it's what's the thing called again? An Invictus? Yeah, we're gonna spend a whole bunch of time drawing, what was that, Anti-Z from this dude? So it's JoJo time again. It's Dojo time. Just for your information, this is the second, book of part one, Phantom Blood, of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So, in the next panel, after the one that said Whitechapel District, we see a couple, a man and a woman. The woman is saying, "Oh no, it's this late already? I have to get home." And the man is saying, "What's that? This early? Let's go somewhere else." We turn the page. We see a shot of a streetlight and some buildings in like a frog perspective. We don't see the people anymore, but we get text boxes saying, "But I'm frightened, ... of him, you know, from the newspapers." Man is saying, "From the papers? Who's that?" She's saying, "Jack the Ripper, you don't know about him? He uses something like a surgical scalpel and targets women. I heard he cuts out their organs and hangs them on the wall like pictures. How horrifying." "Horrifying? Horrifying, you say? Don't be silly. After all, you've been talking to him this entire time." We see, okay. These previous text boxes were in panels of a face of the woman just talking, a little concerned looking. Then a face of the dude with like a mustache and kind of grinning. And then when he said, "You've been talking to him this entire time," we see a full body shot of him. And we see the woman as a, oh god, what's that called? A pochoir? Like this back shadow. Well, it's not a shadow. We just see her back in the corner of the frame. Next frame, we see a weird looking knife in the hand of the Jack the Ripper fellow going ting. Oh, next panel, we see the eye of the woman. Not looking scared, actually. Just looking kind of like stern, maybe? No. Looking analyzing? I don't know. Oh god, on the next page we see the Jack the Ripper lunging at the woman, going, saying, "You're out playing too late, dirty harlot." And then the next panel he grabs her hair. In the next panel after that, he slashes at her throat. In the next panel after that, we see a gush of blood. And then the camera is pretty far away from them. And we just see him stabbing onto her, going stab, 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 stab. We turn the page and we see him grasping the blade or the knife. And it's full of blood. And then in the next panel, suddenly there's a weird looking dude in a rope on a wheelchair being pushed by somebody else in a rope as well, going kick, 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 kick. And we see Jack the Ripper being confused as to what the fuck is happening, and he's turning around. And now we see a big picture of the person in the wheelchair, and it's a freaky looking wheelchair. It's like, I don't know. Looks like out of an old, like, Baroque castle or something. And the person in the wheelchair apparently has a prosthetic leg. And he does a super weird hand motion. And now Kiros is full of anti-Z. That is good. So now what can he do while I'm waiting? I guess he needs to attack now while I'm still drawing anti-Z with the others. Because I just want to hold X, right? I don't want to have to pay attention to this video game. Okay, next panel, we see the faces of both of them. They don't look so good. Now Laguna is full as well. Cool, so now he will also attack. Actually, I think that's Dio. But I'm not 100% on that. But he looks kind of fucked up. I forget if Dio lost his leg or not in the fight with Joestar. Well, anyway, Jack the Ripper is saying, "Where did you come from?" And then the person in the wheelchair is saying, "You, I like you." And he's pointing at Jack the Ripper with a shaky finger. And that's all for now. Where's my Mr. Saturn bookmark? Here we go. All right, we're still on the fucking bridge. Walking down the bridge, walking down the bridge. It's a very long bridge. and the perspective is very crazy. It's like super, super perspective, this perspective. Okay, we made it out of the room with the bridge, but we happened upon another random encounter. What is it? It's just one soldier, but that's enough for me to tell you that in this panel, Jack the Ripper is looking all weird. It looks like he's about to cut into his own leg. And he's also stretching his arms out to his side, kind of like Frankenstein would, but not in front of you like a zombie would, but like to his sides, just like that. His hands are where his hip is, and he's saying, "You saw me, I can't let you live." And then the person on the wheelchair and the hood is going, "Hmm." Okay, we are continuing down this path. Oh yeah, here's the boulder. We are not to fuck with that yet. A very integral part of this bullshit. And now there's a second room here, and there's a second boulder here. This boulder is right in front of a hole, and it's smaller than the one we just passed. Okay, another soldier, another panel. Jack the Ripper is attacking the dude in the wheelchair, just stabbing into thin air and going like, "Yeah!" Oh, but then in the next panel, we see the person in the wheelchair with his hood up and like his face. Yeah, with like his face. And he's getting stabbed everywhere. There's like blood spurting out from all over his head through his robe. And in the panel after that, it's still happening, but he looks like not all too concerned with that. Okay, we're walking past the boulder, walking out of this room towards the south. We're at another fork in the road. We're about to take a left here, but first we're gonna have a random encounter. Jack the Ripper is looking like, "Oh my god, what the fuck?" And then in the next panel, we see a close-up of his eye going like, And in the panel after that, we see a close-up of the eye of the wheelchair guy going like, Yeah? Okay, next panel. Wheelchair guy is talking. I will need servants from here on out. Servants that are faithful and easy to manipulate. Next, we see an arm hold. Oh, it's the person pushing the wheelchair. And he has a bunch of bullet holes that have healed up in his arm. Okay. And then we see a close-up of the face of this person that the arm belongs to, who's the guy that is pushing the wheelchair. And he's going, "Uri! U-R-R-Y. I don't know how to read that. Also with an exclamation mark at the end. Okay, what's this fight about? By the way, we did leave the screen to the left, and now we are in a screen. It's one of the screens that one of the boulders will roll into, but it's not really easy to describe, I guess. Let me try once I see it again. We just killed another Esthar soldier. Okay, it's just a straight piece of hallway going from left to right or right to left, but in the middle of it, it is intersected by what looks like another way, making this a crossroad, but it just looks like that. It's not actually traversable. Yeah, that's the best I can do at describing the screen. Okay, we exited that screen to the left, and now we are in the three trapdoor room. There's just three trapdoors lined up from left to right or right to left in this room, and we passed them, leaving the screen to the left because I have to do things for which I need to figure out how the hell to get to this side of these trapdoors. I'm climbing a ladder, which is all the way in the back of this screen, climbing it up. Oof, now we're on all these girders and shit, like the catwalks. I wouldn't know how to get here at all. This is gonna be way worse than I thought. Goddamn, there's a draw point here. Let's just check that out. It's Khonfu. Okay. Let Laguna draw that. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna try and just fucking brute force this. I don't know. I don't want to run around too much without a real purpose other than recon, because of all the random encounters. So we're going back to the trapdoors. I just climbed down the ladder, which is what that sound was. And while trying to leave that screen with the ladder, a random encounter happened. And it's a Jesper, so we're gonna draw some shit now. But not a whole lot, I think. Not as much as the anti-Z or whatever. Okay, while we are gonna do that, we see a close-up of Dio's, or I'm suspecting that's Dio, because Dio is basically the only person who can take a bunch of stabs to his face and be like, eh. Oh, why did we shoot him? I wanted to draw stuff. Dio is saying, the burns I received have not yet healed. Yeah, that's Dio, because he got left behind in a burning house. He's also saying, they won't recover just with the life force from one or two people. Oh, and then we see, I'm just gonna call him Dio now, in front of a scenery of a burning building with crumbling pillars and all this kind of stuff. And he's thinking, back then, that very last moment, what would have happened had the pillar not collapsed and destroyed the statue? Okay, Kiros is already full, so he's gonna go on attack mode. Oh, he put it to sleep, that's cool. Now we can just draw willy-nilly. Though I'm still wondering what to do with Kiros while the other two are busy drawing. I guess I'm just gonna cast Vita with him on himself, because we can always draw some Vita. Oh wow, Ward only has 5 Vita, but he's still gonna cast one. Because I don't care if you have 5 or 95, as long as you don't have 100, you don't have enough. Okay, I think everybody has all the Protesan Shell that they could have, so we're killing it. Alrighty. Ah, okay, this is... Are you confused about whether I'm talking about JoJo or Final Fantasy yet? It's only gonna get worse. Like this with the crumbling pillar and shit, this was Dio. Basically the manga explaining to us how the fuck Dio could survive. Okay, we are at the middle trapdoor. None of these have like sprung. So Laguna is saying, ow, the lever for the trapdoor is dysfunctional. And then he's saying, dot, 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 2 exclamation marks, that's it. If we use this, we can get rid of these idiots. And he's talking about the Ethar soldiers, I guess. Kiros is saying, what are you gonna do, what are you planning to do now? Kiros is saying, what are you up to now? And Ward is saying, some kind of joke again? Laguna is saying, you're gonna regret having ever said anything. If you don't gonna honor the genius, you're not worth the gill. Kiros is just saying, question mark? Ward is saying, who doesn't honor the gill, dot dot dot. Laguna is just saying, da, shut up. How? Ever. The lever is almost broken. If we just fiddle with it a little bit, dot dot dot. And Kiros is saying, and later somebody walks on it, and Laguna is saying, exactly. If these idiots step on it, it's gonna go bang and they fall. I am a genius. What is saying? Funny, funny. I'm sure they're gonna fall for crap like that. He's being ironic. And Laguna's saying, if we don't try, we'll never know. I wanna do it just because of that. But after we fiddled with the lever, we cannot cross anymore. You shouldn't dig your own grave. Should I switch the levers? I think that's how you say that. We're gonna do it because I think this is how this needs to be done. Laguna did it, and he's saying, okay, that's it. We're gonna leave the room, and even before the screen transitioned, an Estar soldier ran after us, and he tripped a trapdoor and fell into it. Okay, now we're gonna go back to the trapdoor room. Gonna walk over the second one to the right. Now if you press X, Laguna's saying, maybe this lever as well. Should I activate this lever? Yes. And he's saying, oh, it's stuck, it doesn't move. Let's leave it like that. But that was very important. And now we have to loop around the entire goddamn blue fucking dungeon maze to the other side of these trapdoors, because we cannot cross over the one in the middle anymore, to do the same to the other trapdoor. This is very important. And this is gonna take a whole long fucking time. And instead of cutting any of this out, I'm just gonna read you some JoJo. I'll read JoJo with you, right? I'm not just reading it to you, I'm trying to make you be all into it. No, I'm not. I'm just kind of trying to convey it without having any picture, which I hope works at least a tiny little bit. We had this previous fork in the road, if you remember, and this time we didn't go north, but we went east, and now we are out of the blue cave. We are on catwalks. There's a big ladder here. I'm climbing this, hoping that it will take me to the other side of the trapdoors. And yeah, there's another panel here of a pillar and fire and Dio doing some shit. This is just explaining how he survived the burning house that he got left in previously. He's saying, frantically, I scrambled inside of the broken pillar. Inside of the broken pillar? Oh wow, we are all the way back at the start of the entire fucking thing. We are at this original fork where we fought the Estar soldiers for the very first time. I see a draw point here in the distance. I'm gonna try and make my way to it, but I'm getting stopped by a random encounter, so I'm gonna read to you. Dio saying, however, in order to regain the power to heal my wounds, I need more human energy. I need it from women. Yes, I must suck out the energy from fresh young women. Then we see the eyes of Jack the Ripper going, ugh. We see the eyes of Dio with fucking beep. Holy shit. My fucking TV just exploded.